Now, the best part about Bible Gateway is it will do James really well. So here goes.
James, chapter 1. I, James, am a slave of God and the Master Jesus, writing to the 12 tribes scattered to kingdom come. Hello. Faith under pressure. Consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors.
Well, daggummit, I had it down to the right verses, but it went and flipped to the whole chapter. I will read it. All right. Verses 17 through 27, actually 16 through 27. So, my dear, very dear friends, don't get thrown off course. Every desirable and beneficial gift comes out of heaven. The gifts are rivers of light cascading down from the Father of light. There is nothing deceitful in God, nothing two-faced, nothing fickle. God brought us to life using the true word, showing us off as the crown of all his creations. Post this at all the intersections, dear friends. Lead with your ears, follow with your tongue, and let anger straggle along in the rear. God's righteousness doesn't grow from human anger. So throw out all spoiled virtue and cancerous evil in the garbage. In simple humility, let your gardener, God, landscape you with the word, making a salvation garden of your life. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you are a listener when you are anything but. Letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later don't have any idea who they are or what they look like. But whoever catches a glimpse of the revealed counsel of God, the free life, even out of the corner of your eye, and sticks with it, is no distracted scatterbrain, but a man or a woman of action. That person will find delight and affirmation in the actions. Anyone who sets himself up as religious by talking a good game is self-deceived. This kind of religion is hot air and only hot air. Because real religion, the kind that passes musters with God, our Father, our parent, our mother, the kind that passes musters with God is this. Reach out to the homeless and loveless in their plight and guard against corruption from the godless world, from this godless world. Praise God. Well, thank you. Lots of hearts all of a sudden. Praise God. God's an amazing thing. When I set this, it says take action. I didn't know I'd be taking actions myself in a manner. I am taking lots of precautionary actions due to an unexpected illness. I have no idea how I caught it or how long I had it. It literally came at me as a big surprise. I was off this past week, but the week before, I was working. I didn't feel bad. I never ran a fever. I didn't lose sense of taste. I didn't lose sense of smell. I didn't have a headache or any of the symptoms you're supposed to have if you have COVID. My body just didn't have them. So I didn't know I was sick. I did know that my allergies were acting up a little bit, and I was using my inhaler a little bit more to keep my chest going. But until Friday night, I guess it was the 23rd. Was it the 23rd? Yeah, that'd be about right. That Friday night, or the 20th. That's it, the 20th. I didn't know. I literally came home, had dinner, sat around, was getting ready to go to bed, and I was like, hey, my chest is real tight and kind of congested. I got up Saturday, and boom, I had COVID pneumonia. I felt bad enough to go to the hospital, the ER. In case you don't know these details, I went to the ER, and they diagnosed me with Delta variant and put me on a list, said I would benefit from, there's antibodies. I don't know all the words for the antibodies, but there's antibodies, so I've got an infusion on antibodies on Tuesday night. But I was lucky and fortunate and blessed to come home to recover. I've got inhalers, I got a nebulizer. I'm doing fantastic. I knew this was a disease that would attack the weakest part of a person's body, and I'm a lifelong asthmatic. So the fact that I got pneumonia does not surprise me in the least. I'm just very, very grateful. God has been with me the whole time. I had a pneumonia shot. I had COVID shots. God's taken care of me and kept me right where I'm at, so I can keep functioning. I'm still breathing. I'm still working. And you can see, if I take my time, I don't even cough. I hadn't laughed. What can I say? But when I read this, take action. We have to remember to take action in our lives. You see, we're responsible for who we are, and we're also responsible for those we meet each and every day. And if I had known even a clue that I had been sick, I would not have been out of my house. That whole week I was at work. I would have been home, but there was no way to tell. I didn't have a symptom. So when they say this is a tricky thing, I'll agree with them really bad, that it is tricky. But God is above it. God takes care of those who love Him and know that God is there to care for us. And when I take action each and every day, I turn it over to God. And God, I need something, and God's taken care of it. I've had friends go get me things. Another friend gave me Instacart. I have free shipping for 3 months with Instacart, so I can get my groceries in as I need them. That's fantastic. So I'm very grateful for all that's been going on. My brother and sister-in-law are going to buy me lunch today. They're going to have it delivered. And I said, I need my rest. Fiona was preaching. Well, thank you. I'm not sure what I'm eating yet, but it's very, very generous of them, and I'm very appreciative for all their help. You may not have known, but Friday, just 2 days ago, I had a relapse. I got more congested. The x-rays showed it, but they flipped me to the nebulizer now, so I'm able to go pretty good. So it's help opening it up. I am coughing up all this junk in my lungs, so that's a good thing. So I'm going to keep doing that because that's what God wants me to do. And then I look back at this again and say, take action. What kind of actions? You know, each one of us has actions we need to take in our lives. Absolutely each one of us. And we have to sit down and figure out, what is the action I need to take today? Obviously, my actions are mostly around the fact that I'm sick, so I'm trying to stay better. Where are you all today? What are your actions? Do you need to reach out, talk to somebody? Do it. If someone's on your heart, remember it says what? And I like the way they put that. This is in 19 through 21 section. Lead with your ears. Today, let's lead with our ears, listening to those around us, replying if it needs to be replied to, but listening. What's the old adage? Listen twice and speak once, so you fully get the full message from the person. So lead with your lead with your ears, follow up with your tongue. And if for some reason someone angers you, put it out the back door. It's not worth it. That anger, examine it. Why are you angry? They said something that just hit a nerve, but that's internal to you. There's nothing you can do to help that person. You can listen to them and realize that they're going to hit your nerves, but don't take it back out on them. Embrace them 100% for who they are. Love them because God loves them. So don't fool yourselves to thinking that you're a listener when you're really anything but, because most of us aren't. Don't we, when we listen, all of a sudden just start, what, forming our answers before the other person's even done talking? Turn that part of your mind off as well. Turn that part of your mind off as well so you're not formulating your answer, that you are just listening. Because you don't want to forget what they've said. You want to hear their heart. So this week, if you can, as it goes on to say, reach out to the homeless. Let's see, real religion, the kind that passes muster before God, the Father, is this. Reach out to the homeless and loveless in their plight and guard against corruption from a godless world. There's a lot out there. There's a lot of people that need help, that need an ear to listen to. May you be that ear this week. May you be able to help them out and guide them and direct them.